Speaking during their first stop in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, Ms. Mohammed stated that the delegation had come to the continent to discuss the general issues of peace, security and development, with an emphasis on women's rights and empowerment.
We know that from the economy to stability and peace, we're not able to achieve our goals if we're only investing in half of the population. It is a nation and a continent's greatest asset, the human resource. Women are often half of it, but lack the investments that we need.
The 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, have been described as a to-do list for creating a world where no one is left behind. They were agreed by world leaders 2 years ago and have a deadline of 2030. Ms. Mohammed noted that the push for sustainable development had become more complex in recent years, and although SDGs such as ending extreme poverty and providing education were important, new factors had to be taken into account.
The context that we are living in is that of conflict, extremism that is within many of our countries, and in particular Nigeria. So here, what we really want to do is to hear and bring the messages of women. Women in decision-making, women who bear the brunt and carry the burden of many of the tragedies that we see, to see how we can come out of this, how we can be a constructive partner in finding the solutions to sustainable development.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo has also been plagued by conflict and other challenges, and the UN deputy chief said the delegation hoped the DRC's women will help to change the narrative. At a meeting with officials in the capital, Kinshasa, she also outlined aspirations related to the elections slated to be held before the end of the year. Ms. Mohammed said women must be part of the process.
DRC is exceptional in that it has a constitution, it has a law, but it must reinforce that law to implement the participation and parity of women. A parity of women beyond the numbers, to see them in decision-making, to see a very good opportunity for monitoring of the elections, that it is inclusive, that it is fair, that opposition itself has a place, because in every democracy, a vibrant opposition is the integrity and the hope for strengthening the foundations for democracy.
UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed speaking to reporters in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Diane Penn, United Nations.